We also have some good guests coming on today. We got Mike Adams coming in studio in just about 90 seconds to talk about a lawsuit that he's just launched dealing with free speech. We'll talk some health news, some other stuff with Mike Adams coming up. There he is right there waiting in the bullpen. And then LaTosha Fields, who is doing a lot of work right now to expose what the left is doing to the education system, and she's putting in the work to try to save it from their destruction. All this coming up.
There is a man who is whatever America needs him to be. Not the hero we deserve, but the hero we need. Nothing less than a knight. Shining. They'll hunt him. They'll set the dogs on him. Because the truth is the greatest threat they face. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
News and exposing the vaccines. To me, this is kind of another milestone for you. And it shows how when you're in the independent media and you're going against the corrupt establishment, you have to be dynamic. You have to be agile. You have to be willing to wear a bunch of hats and go down the road less traveled or never traveled. And so here you are. I doubt that. I mean, maybe you thought when you started Natural News, eventually you'd be here having to sue to protect your free speech rights, but that's where you're at today. That's what you're announcing today.
And the big deal here, and we've already filed this suit here in Texas with the federal courts in Texas covering Austin. The big deal is that we're not just suing the tech platforms, even though we've named Google and Facebook and even Twitter in this lawsuit. We are suing the Department of Defense. We're suing Homeland Security. We've named Alejandro Mayorkas. And there's 10 John Does in our lawsuit. And we've named other overseas NGOs that have been, in our view, weaponized by the United States government in order to launder censorship overseas, bring it back to big tech to silence the voices of the American people. This is not your run-of-the-mill lawsuit that's just going to get easily dismissed where the judge says, well, you know, Google's a private company. They can censor whoever they want. No. This is unconstitutional government funding activity in a global censorship industrial complex. And we have all the smoking gun evidence in this lawsuit. And we are named, as is InfoWars and Alex Jones, specifically named. So it's going to be very hard for the defendants to argue that we have no standing.
I would expect you will get a response from Twitter's legal team. It's now X's legal team. They seem to be a little bit more on top of this.
We anticipate that.
Yeah, than the prior people, because I've actually had success in filing lawsuits against X. Not that I have it in for them, but because they were involved in some other things that we had to sue individuals to get information. They eventually responded. You could say we won those cases. What's amazing about your case, and this is where I think it's going to get interesting, we already have so much public evidence of the censorship and how, I like how you say that, how they laundered it, how basically they would use these social media companies to censor you, but now you draw the curtain back and it is the government. It's the government in these forums. It's the government in these portals. They're telling them what stories to censor. I mean, it's directly there. I mean, this might be a little more circumstantial, but before Trump gets into office, Barack Obama meets with all the big social media tech executives. I wonder what was going on at that meeting.
I wonder.
But yeah. Now, I mean, so what are you thinking about, though, as the process goes on? What kind of discovery you might be getting access to? What other evidence that you might even be able to find?
Well, if we survive the motions to dismiss, and you know how it is in the court system, that's a crapshoot, depends on the judge in many ways. But we think we have the strongest argument because we're specifically named by the government and we have the evidence. So dismissal is going to be difficult, which means that we're going to, of course, move into discovery. The moment that this case moves into discovery and we begin to compel the discovery, is going to show all the links, all the emails and communications between these tech companies and the government entities, including Department of Defense and the overseas NGOs. We think that those parties may, at that point, want to settle with us alone to say, okay, we'll release you from these lists, but then they want to keep doing what they're doing to everybody else. I can tell you in advance right now, Owen, my answer is hell no. We're here to fight for the free speech rights of all Americans, not just our own. What good does it do? Oh, suppose they restore me all over Facebook, but I still live in a country where everybody else is censored. That's not what I'm looking for here. We want to dismantle this censorship industrial complex. And Owen, I got to say, even though they tried to destroy our revenues, just like they've done with InfoWars, they try to make you financially broke so you can't afford the legal fees that are substantial behind this, they have utterly failed. We have the revenues, we have the funding just from our own business. Nobody's handed us money to do this. We have our own funding to carry this all the way to the Supreme Court, even if it costs multiple millions of dollars. We are now in a position to be able to do that.
Well, and it's such a great thing, and it shows how hard it is to defeat the American people. Or I forget who said it, but it's hard to beat an opponent that never gives up.
Yeah.
I forget who originally made that, but it's hard to beat somebody that never gives up. And so that's where we're at here. We can't give up. I truly believe that. And every day I wake up, I have to, you know, I don't have to say it, but every day you wake up, is America worth fighting for? Yes. Yes. If you believe that, then it's worth fighting for. So this is obviously bigger than you. I mean, I don't know. Maybe you could settle for, you know, they want $2.5 trillion from Alex Jones. So maybe you could say, all right, I'll settle for $2.5 trillion. Maybe 2.5. Maybe that's where you can put the low and say, all right, 2.5 trillion, I'll settle. Anything less, I'm out.
Well, the funny thing is some of these tech companies have maybe $1 trillion, you know.
Well, maybe if they combined purses. We could break them, though.
Yeah, but no, this is not about money, and especially why would I want $1 trillion when the dollar is going to collapse, right?
That's true.
Like, okay, you give me $1 trillion worth of gold bars, we could talk. You know, you drive up some Brinks trucks with gold and then give me a way to distribute that gold to help everybody else fight this. Yeah, I'm in. But I'm so far beyond the point. I don't need any additional money for myself, my life, whatever. I'm just as happy out there planting trees in the yard, or, you know, taking my goats for a walk, or training with my security dog who's here. That's happiness. But I want to live in a free country. And that means we need to help everybody be able to speak, everybody to be able to pursue abundance and health, wealth, asset protection. If we don't live in that kind of society, what's the point of being just like one person who's able to speak, or one person who's got more money than everybody else? It doesn't mean anything.
Well, and you know, this is kind of a cultural thing, and I'm not against rich people at all. I probably like rich people. You probably want to work for a rich person. You might want to be friends with a rich person, you know.
They're successful. I mean, if they built their own business, they've proven they're successful.
And most rich people are actually rather generous, you'd find. So there's this whole class warfare that they have. They want to pit you against the rich folk. But see, what you just talked about to me is the true American culture. It's saying, look, I don't need to have the fanciest car. I don't need to have the biggest house. I want to be comfortable. What I need is my freedom.
Exactly.
That's what I value. My freedom is the most valuable thing, not the possessions I own. That's not to say, hey, you want a nice house with a pool? Good for you. You know, you can reach for that. You can strive for that. But it's worth nothing if I don't have my freedom.
Well, exactly. And I don't have a nice house with a pool, by the way. It's never been my priority.
You just have a lab where you show how the vaccines are clotting people.
I have more money in lab equipment than I have it in my house. Put it that way. The most expensive vehicle I own is a tractor, by the way. It's not even a car. I mean, this is just
my lifestyle. It's about tractor season, by the way.
Yeah, it is. But the point is, we're going to lose our country if we don't defeat and dismantle this censorship industrial complex. And that's what this is about, Owen. I mean, you know, you went to jail because of your speech. You know the cost more than anybody or most people. And they're not going to stop with just you or Alex or me. They want to put us all either behind bars or censor us, destroy us, reputation assassination, whatever it takes. And I'm saying no. Now, Owen, we've been working on this for 18 months, nearly, this case. And I couldn't really say much about it until recently. I'm so grateful that Alex had me on, that you're having me on, because this is such an important case. But we've already spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on this case, and it's just the tip of the iceberg.
Well, as soon as I heard that you were going to come on InfoWars, be in studio and break this, I knew I had to get you on the show. And here's kind of, I try to find ways to get people to understand what this is. Yeah, you can look at me being jailed for free speech, but until you're in that courtroom, in that prison, it's still even hard to fully comprehend. And so what I'm trying to explain to people, if Mike and I, or let's say we're out at your We're out on the farm with a tractor sipping lemonade, and we're talking about this stuff. We're talking about the Hunter Biden laptop or the Ashley Biden diary or whatever, the stuff they want to censor off the internet. Well, there's no consequence. We're not sitting there thinking that, oh, this is somehow going to be punishable because we're sitting here talking about this stuff. But it's like this notion that, oh, if you somehow discuss this on the internet or you somehow post something publicly about it, that now all of a sudden there's these new speech laws, there's these new speech rules that exist on the internet, but not in person. And to me, those barriers have to be completely broken. I don't think that there really should be. I mean, you could argue that, hey, you know, you go out and make a public statement and there's, you know, a bigger response to that. Well, maybe. But what I see going on is it used to be that the power structure had control over the mass media. There were only right. very few people that had the ability to reach potentially millions of people. It was something that not many people had access to. Well, now you can do that. Now you can have that access on a social media account, on a video platform. That's what they're trying to stop. They cannot have the individual with that power. That's what they have to remove.
Well, yes, because the centralized power authorities, they only exist based on a pyramid of lies. They have to push deceptions, lies, and false narratives in order for them to remain in power. If people learn the truth about everything from COVID and vaccines and the Federal Reserve, you know, and history and 9/11 and January 6th and all these things, if the truth comes out, the power brokers lose power. And so you're right. They used to control the media. They no longer control. They're trying to reassert control. But in order to do that, they have to violate the First Amendment. And that's where we've got them. If the facts of this case are heard honestly by a judge or a jury, which is where this can go, then we win. The only way we don't win is if the First Amendment is thrown overboard. And then we're all in, you know, very, very deep trouble. And that's the way this is headed.
Well, I would expect you to leap the first hurdle of dismissal. I don't know what county that or I guess it's a federal, so it's not county. But in Texas, you know, this is a good place to do it. I think Texas is a good place
Absolutely.
To move this forward.
And we also have the support of that Texas law that prevents social media companies from censoring people based on their political speech.
Thanks to Ken Paxton.
Exactly. Thanks to Paxton, who we also fought for when he was impeached under false, made-up accusations, false evidence against Paxton. And we saw that from the very beginning. They tried to get him out. Yeah. They failed, you see? So what it means is they don't have total control. Look, they failed to take Alex off the air. They failed to take you off the air. They failed to destroy us. We're still here. We're fighting back stronger than ever before.
Well, everybody loves to make the Star Wars analogies, but it's like, is this the return of the Jedi? As they say, it's like the Empire Strikes Back when they censored all of us, and now it's maybe the return of the Jedi. Maybe the pendulum is swinging back, because there's no doubt when you look at this from the kind of the wider chronological view, Trump was never supposed to win in 2016. And it was independent media that got Trump kind of through that nomination,
yes.
really. And I would argue the independent media source was more influential than anybody else at that time was InfoWars. I think that's undeniable. If there's anybody not named Donald Trump that was responsible for getting Trump through the primaries, it's InfoWars. And so Alex and the crew here, we had to be punished.
Yes.
They had to be punished. They had to punish us. Hillary had to punish us. The deep state, the Democrats, they had to punish us. And then kind of beta test the punishment, you know, penal system of anybody who's going to influence politics like that in America. And so what were the stages? Well, it was censorship in 2018. Then it was the lawfare. And they have mostly failed because we're still here on air every day. And we've taken a lot of dings and a lot of damage, but we're still here every day. But that's what this is. It's all about being able to punish somebody that disrupts the flow of power in D.C., and to take the ability for the little guy or the independent media to influence American politics. They cannot allow that to happen. We can't be in control of our own country, Mike.
Well, right. But all we are asking for, you, myself, Alex, and others, is to just be allowed to compete in the free marketplace of ideas. We don't ask for any special privileges. We just want to organically attract an audience that resonates with our message. And do you realize that, you know, we just said, okay, Alex is still here. InfoWars is still here. You're on the air. I'm on the air. But organically, InfoWars should be more than a $1 billion company by now, easily. over $1 billion a year in revenues.
If we were still on YouTube right now, we'd be the biggest. We'd be number one.
Yeah, no question about it. Yeah, bigger than Fox News, bigger than all of them. Right?
I mean, before we got banned from YouTube, the average Alex Jones show would get 100,000 people live every day.
Yeah,
live.
Yeah, right.
That would be live. It would
be a million
after 24 hours.
Exactly. And the reason is because the message resonates with such truth and it's compelling. And I also want to say, Owen, that all the things that you and I and Alex were accused of pushing out there as, quote, misinformation or disinformation, in nearly every case, it's been proven that we were right.
There it is.
We were just ahead of time.
There it is. It's amazing how we've seen that dynamic play out, though.
Isn't it?
It reaches a point now where it wasn't that we ever had any doubt, but we're so vindicated now, you almost have to, like, it's like you forget. It's like jumping out of an airplane or something and skydiving, 100 times. It's like, you still got to remember, hey, we're jumping out of an airplane here. Like, let's not forget, like, we're jumping out of an airplane here. We're not just, because it's the same thing. They cannot have the information getting out. Vaccines is a perfect example. How many people, I'm sure, tell you, we get it all the time, hey, I'm so glad you warned me about the vaccine. I didn't take it. I'm so glad you warned me about the vaccine. I warned my family. I showed them your broadcast. They didn't take it. You might have saved their life.
All the time. And I was recently at a live event, which I don't do very much anymore, but I had just a whole crowd of people coming up to me and saying that, wow, natural news changed my life. Your information changed my life. Or I used to have stage 4 liver cancer. That was 6 years ago. Doctors gave me 6 months to live. Now I'm running marathons. I was on a transplant list. Now I'm totally healed and fine because of your information. I hear that all the time. And you think about it collectively, InfoWars, your show, my show, and so on, we have impacted the lives of easily over 100 million people around the world in a positive way. We are good faith operators here. We want to help humanity. We don't have some desire to dominate people, control people, or exploit people, or hurt people. But the controllers that are censoring us, that's exactly their desire. They want to hurt people. They wake up every day, Owen, you've seen this in these people. They wake up every day, they look in the mirror, and they say, how can they harm humanity today? Who can they bomb? Who can they kill? Who can they sanction? Who can they loot money from? Who can they put behind bars? Who can they silence? That's their day. Your day and my day, we wake up, we're like, how do we get the truth out to more people today? That's what drives us.
Well, and you have to understand the psychology of the eugenicists that want to own the planet. The way that they view the planet is, hey, we're on a lifeboat here with limited resources. And so we have to ration things and we have to have this management class that's kind of above everything. And that's going to be us. And they've just kind of chosen that they're going to be the stewards of this program. And of course, this is something what they're conceiving or perceiving is something so far away from our reality now that it's delusional to even get into that. We're going to have so much advancement in technology and innovation and energy and everything else before even half of the Earth is inhabited by humans. We're like 5% right now. There's so many resources. We don't have to have wars for land anymore. We can build up. We can maybe even expand into space. So there's all kinds of things. But they're saying, oh, no. In the year 3000, there could be 100 or 200 billion people. We need to cut that out now. We need to stop that out. We need to make sure that doesn't happen now. Whereas other people are like, no, I want to expand humanity. I want humanity to expand. We don't want to cull the population. We want to keep it going.
Do you realize how much neurological damage is caused by the fluoride, the pesticides, the plastics, the microplastics chemicals?
Yeah, I'm sure you saw the study about the microplastics in the testicles.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, what? What?
exactly. What?
How did microplastics get there, the point is, sorry, my dog's getting all interested over there.
he's worried he has microplastics in his balls.
Okay, just sit. You're okay. So, yeah, he might be checking for microplastics in his balls from time to time. In fact, you never know. That's what dogs do.
That's what Jeff Toobin does sometimes on the air.
Yes,
and that's a different story.
Checking. He was releasing the microplastics. Yeah. Now we know the truth about the story. I'm so glad you brought that up.
Yeah. Well, he didn't want to come out and admit it at the time. But yeah.
Yeah. You can't. Here he goes. He's all, look, the dog's all happy about
it. He's not a fan. Okay, he's not a fan of Toobin.
Quiet. All right. But Anyway, no, he's a fun dog, and he likes to, like, if I let him, he would like leap onto this desk.
That happened when you first brought him here.
I did. He was, in fact, I think my dog is the only dog that scratched the crap out of Alex's desk.
Yeah, that's on the other one over there.
Yeah, not this one. I felt really guilty about that. So we'll try not to like rip up your desk.
That's okay. Good boy.
But anyway, look, the bottom line here, Owen, is we are in this for a pro-human purpose. We believe in an abundant golden age future for humanity, but that has to be based on, you know, honesty and information and speech and an honest money system, by the way. And by the way, the dollar is going to collapse. There's no question about it. And what comes after that system is actually an opportunity for us to finally get the Ron Paul system of money in place. If you think about it, an honest money system in whatever new countries or regional nation states come out of this, we could unleash a new era of economic abundance and freedom for humanity.
Well, and it's if it's a quick process, then there's going to be a lot of pain. If it's a slow process, then we can kind of guide it and be a little bit more in control of it over time. People can kind of get out of the IMF and the Federal Reserve and whatever it ends up being, whether it's crypto or precious metals. However it ends up going, if it happens fast, though, it's going to be extremely painful.
It's going to be that. I'm convinced it's going to, because there's a tipping point, and it's going to go fast. It's going to be painful for a lot of people. But I think the future monetary system, by the way, will be something like what BRICS is being modeled after, which is a commodities-backed, you know, gold and silver-backed, but digital blockchain-based transactional clearinghouse system. So you're going to have digital money that no government can counterfeit, but it's backed and exchangeable for real gold and silver that's audited in vaults.
We're supposed to be backed by gold. Oh, wait.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah. Oh, you can't see that. But Russia could back the currency with energy, for example, because energy drives economies. Energy is essentially a form of money or the expression of money. So
it's probably the most important, I would say.
Absolutely. You can't have food without energy. You can't have a society without energy. And this
isn't that what's so crazy about this whole like, oh, climate change? It's like they don't get it. The whole reason why the majority of the planet, a lot of people are starving, that's because they don't have access to energy.
100%.
Like when you have access to energy, you can feed more people. Like what?
Yes. And when there's more CO2 in the atmosphere, food crops grow more food more easily.
I learned that when I was in, what is that, second grade science?
Yeah, right.
Photosynthesis. Yeah, I think that's second grade science.
Right. Maybe. But did you know, by the way, because, you know, I'm a food scientist, did you know that higher levels of CO2 in the atmosphere actually produce more phytonutrients in the food that grows? So not only is there more food, but it's more nutrient rich.
So, of course, they get, you know, limit the CO2 and kill you.
Yep. They're trying to
like every
pull
every
all the CO2 out of the atmosphere.
Thing, man. It's just everything. It's just crazy when you realize it.
It's an extermination agenda, an anti-human depopulation agenda.
Too many people on their lifeboat. You're not supposed to be here. Get off their lifeboat. Well, I think they're going to get thrown over the edge. All right. Mike Adams, naturalnews.com. Thank you for being here with us today.
Thank you.
All day in studio. We're going to let him go, and we're going to get into some of this political news, Biden, Trump, all of it coming up.
Back in stock at the Health Ranger store, we now have the elderberry echinacea tincture combo, which is outstanding for the immune system. That's in the middle there. Back in stock. We've also got quercetin available, which is a very popular item as everybody's learning about the supportive benefits of quercetin. We have broccoli sprout powder in capsules now back in stock. We also have a little bit of the actual powder as it's shown there in that canister. All these available at healthrangerstore.com. Go to the website, find out what we have there. We've got a lot of new products, a lot of products back in stock. And then also we have the pea protein back in stock. Now, for those who like plant-based proteins, pea protein, it's very smooth. The texture here is very smooth. It's also one of the cleanest, well, I think the cleanest plant-based protein you can get in terms of lab test results. Whereas rice protein sometimes, depending on the source, can have, you know, arsenic in it. We've seen that in rice protein, some lead, some cadmium. But pea protein is very, very clean. Some people prefer a whey protein taste, but if you're used to doing vegan proteins, then pea protein is more in your like wheelhouse of what it's supposed to taste like. And that's a really great, clean, smooth product right there. That's back in stock at our store. But check out our hundreds of other products at healthrangerstore.com. And remember that every purchase helps us with our big lawsuit that we filed. We're suing Google, Meta, we're suing Twitter or X, we're suing the Department of Defense. We're also suing Homeland Security, NewsGuard, and various NGOs for censorship collusion. In our lawsuit, we're exposing the censorship industrial complex, and we're working to dismantle it, to compel the court to actually dismantle this censorship complex so that the free speech rights of the American people can be restored, as is supposed to be guaranteed by the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights under the United States Constitution. But we have to fight for it, and we need your support in order to carry out and fund that fight. So shop at healthrangerstore.com and help us take this fight to the censors to dismantle the censorship industrial complex while at the same time enhancing your health and nutrition with laboratory-tested, certified, organic, ultra-clean products that we offer. Again, healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for your support.